Our guest today is Roy Smoot from Kennebunk, Maine. He has written the book, It All Belongs, Love Lost, Learning to Live Again. His wife was diagnosed with cancer, and he was her primary caregiver for the 4 years of her decline. Together, they collaborated on this book to help other individuals who may be going through a similar journey. Welcome into our program today, Mr. Roy Smoot. Roy, looking over some of the information about your book, it looks like it is quite an interesting story, and it must have been a very difficult story to write. And as I understand it, you and your wife at the time collaborated extensively on the book. Can you tell us a little bit about how that worked out?
Certainly, Roy. And first of all, let me thank you from the bottom of my heart for chatting with me here on WRGC. It's truly an honor. My late wife, Judy, and I were married almost 40 years and dated for a couple of years before that. And in the last few years of her life, she really stepped into a lot of her art and devotional writing and meditations and using scripture and using secular writing from other people. And I promised her, while she was going through her brain cancer treatments before she died, that I would publish her writings and her art. So we worked very hard on getting things together and organized. And then when people, after she died, I did a great deal of journaling to help with my grief for about 2 years, almost every day. And I would journal in restaurants and parks and on the porch and in coffee houses and even in pubs and some of my favorite watering holes at times. And when people read some of my journaling entries, Roy, they said, you need to publish this too to help people see what it's like to go through this kind of grief. So I got together with some people, and in particular, Melinda Fulce, who is a collaborator on the book, and we decided to put the two things together. You said earlier, it must have been difficult. It was, because it brought up a lot of difficult, painful memories. It also brought up a lot of wonderful, beautiful memories of our time before her cancer diagnosis and even during her treatments, because it gave both of us a time to get closer in ways that we never could have imagined when you're going through difficult things like that.
I have had people tell me that, let me say, I guess you've heard of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who says there are stages of death. But I think everybody probably goes through those one way or the other. And I've heard some people say that's hogwash. It doesn't even exist. Everybody deals with their own situation their own way.
I would say it's a lot of both, actually, Roy. There are stages, and in the book I talk about, I did a comparison about, let's say you're out there swimming and something bad starts to happen, and I believe there are some people who, while they're going through grief, they somehow find it within themselves to swim toward the shore, if you want to call it that. And there are others who find a way just to tread water. They're moving very, very slowly. And there are others who just can't swim at all. I talk about this in the book, and It All Belongs. And I myself went through all three of those stages at different times. So I do believe there are stages of grief. And I also believe that they are not step one, step two, step three, et cetera, et cetera. I believe people that are grieving go through different times. Something is a reminder, something happens. Somebody says something. You hear a song. You walk into a room in your house. You walk into, it's something as simple as going to the grocery store when maybe you used to go together. Or in the case of losing a child or something, something triggers inside of you and it all runs and floods back very, very, very quickly, and sometimes incredibly painful. So I'd say that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross has something to say, and I'd say the people that say there aren't stages, it's all together.
Looking at the book, there had to be some points in time of that to where you were writing and things just came together and it was like an oh wow moment. What were some of those, you know, really memorable moments that you experienced, either yourself or with Judy?
As we went through, that's a great question, Roy. I hadn't thought about that. As we went through the book, there were times when we would see, I'm remembering when Judy was actually doing some art after her cancer diagnosis. And I remember one particular time she was in her hospital bed in our house, and she was working on some art. And she was left-handed naturally, but she had a stroke, which means she had to do her art with her right hand. And I remember going through watching her do some art, and it was very different. It wasn't as precise as what she had done. And I looked at what she had done, and it's a particular piece of art that is in the book. The book, It All Belongs, has, I don't know, maybe 100 different of her original art images in it. And I remember that one in particular thinking, that is incredibly beautiful. I told her, we need to put that one in your book. And she said, oh, no, that's not as pretty as the other ones that I've done. That's not as precise. And I said, people are going to be looking at this knowing you did this after you were diagnosed with your brain cancer and after you had your stroke. And they're going to see that you were still trying your best to do your art and to stay in the moment and to appreciate the life that you have, even though it's declining. That moment comes back to me. Thank you for asking that question.
The book has been out for a while, and you've done a number of different interviews with other radio and television stations, just like here. But now that the book has been out, are you getting feedback from people who have read the book, and what kind of feedback are you getting?
Yes, we've done several interviews, and we're going to continue to do things. And again, I'm deeply grateful for you sharing your time with me today. Some of the things that people are saying, one individual the other day actually said, this book is stunning. And she said something along the lines of, I can't believe how vulnerable you and Judy are in this book, as far as your words and your pain and your laughter and the fun times. Another individual, actually a gentleman who I've known for 50 years, we went to college together, he read the book and he said, this book is helping me decide who I want to be when something like this happens in my family, whether it's to my wife or someone else close in my family, of how I want to handle it and be supportive. I just heard the other day from a gentleman who said, this book is helping me decide who I want to be now for my wife, because he says, she is an artist and I want to try to support her even more. This is helping me. I've heard somebody else say, Roy, that, oh, this is a beautiful book. And it is. It All Belongs, Love, Loss, and Learning to Live Again is a love story showing a great deal of beautiful art. The caution that we're trying to make sure people understand, enjoy the art, have fun with it, which may sound a little bit strange, but you can when you're looking at the art. It's also a book with an incredible message about losing a loved one and whatever person that is in your life, whoever that person is, helping them process or go through whatever they're going through. So how to live, how to die, and then how to survive, which is the last third of the book, which is my journaling of trying to sort through after being with somebody for 41 years and that person not being around anymore. It it is a book to be experienced and not just read.
Well, Roy Smoot, I thank you for your time today. And the name of the book is It All Belongs, Love, Lost and Learning to Live Again. I'm sure that it's available at all places where books, and I looked it up online so you can order it right there. So anyway, I hope our listeners will, who are experiencing a situation such as this, will be able to find strength from your book. Thank you so much for your time today, sir.
Thank you. And you can also get it at itallbelongsbook.com. Itallbelongsbook.com. Thank you and have a great day, Roy.